The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Community Conversations, where curiosity meets community. I'm Andy, and this is the space where we connect with people, projects, and ideas shaping our region. Today I'm joined by Chris and Shane, who are from the Qigong Centre in Nelson. Now, I know that you want to start talking in a minute about an afternoon with Xuan Zay, who's going to be visiting Nelson, and this is the first time he has done a public talk in 8 years. So this is a very exciting thing for Nelson. I'll give you the details at the end of this interview, but I'm going to pass over to Chris, and she's going to kick us off, and Shane will be joining as well.
My name is Chris Tootin, and I'm part of the Nelson Rentray community, and there's a group of us teachers who are actually volunteers who are organising this event. It will be a very special event to be in his presence and to be talking about the theme of improving health, happiness and well-being, which is a kind of a theme I think that's incredibly important at this time, you know, when life is difficult for a lot of people. How is it that we keep going and find good health? So that's my introduction. I'll hand it over to Shane.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Andy. Yeah, it's an interesting topic, that one I think that a lot of people can relate to in this day and age. And Yuan Zi is from China. He lives in Wellington, just out of Wellington. And he's been here for about 23 years, 24 years maybe. He's been, I guess, had an interesting life working on himself, doing a lot of Qigong, martial arts, and kind of life cultivation, and basically done a lot of work to get where he is through his life. He's also a world-renowned healer and teacher, teaches overseas all around the world. And a lot of the time he teaches here in New Zealand. And we're lucky enough to have him coming to the Nelson area, and that he's going to share his wisdom with us with a talk and a group healing. He kind of focuses on the things that can help us in our lives, give us better health, happiness and well-being. Sometimes some emotions might not be kind of nice in life. We get a little bit stressed, things don't go well. So he gives us the tools in order to deal with things when they come up in life. Looking at ourselves on how we interact with certain people and different situations in life, and kind of giving us the tools so that that can go a lot easier. Yeah.
Great, that's awesome. So can you tell us more about this actual session that's going to happen on the 12th of April?
Yes, well, Yuan Zi, who speaks in Chinese, has a translator, Melissa, who comes with him. And they'll be spending about 2 hours. And I think they'll be initially giving an overview talk around the theme of health, happiness and well-being. And then they'll probably receive questions from the audience, and they'll respond to questions. And that's always really interesting because people often ask really relevant questions, you know, and so, and his response is often incredibly helpful too. And then a healing. So a healing is often when you're guided through a healing process, and he will lead that. And afterwards, we're having a cup of tea, so you can stick around. There'll be some supporting materials and things like that if people want to find out a little bit more. And there'll be a number of teachers there as well who are doing classes in the region and so on. Yeah, so I think that I've been to a few public talks before, and for me, I think what really stands out is just being in a beautiful, calm space where you're receiving information that's really helpful. And he often talks about, it's something a bit different, he talks about heart-to-heart transmission, that there's different ways in which you receive information. And when you're in the presence of Yuan Zi, you receive information directly from his heart to your heart. So it's not an intellectual process. It's not a thinking process. It's something that happens at a different level altogether. So to come and experience that through your heart, I think it's a special opportunity.
Hmm. Yeah, and obviously not one that happens too often since he was here 8 years ago. So how do people go about booking this, and is there any cost associated with joining this?
We've got a website, thinkhealth.nz, I think, and Chris will just look that up for us.
Sure.
We've also got a Humanitex booking system.
Great.
That we'll have. And we just ask for a koha, maybe $10 or something, what people can...
Yeah, I think it's $10 because it is costing quite a lot. Mm. We're actually out at Green Meadows in Stoke, Tupangipangi, is it?
Putangitangi, yeah.
So it's really to cover the venue costs more than anything. Yeah, so we really appreciate that. And the space for... We're thinking... Anyway, we've got space for about 150 people. And there'll be an afternoon tea. So anybody's really welcome to come and just get that experience.
Hmm. Anything that people would need to know prior to booking or coming along, you know, should they be prepared for it to be, you know, like in an air-conditioned space? So they might want to just bring an extra jumper or something like that. I don't know. I'm just thinking about what I might need if I was, you know,
yes,
attending
so it'll be on Sunday, April the 12th. So it will be getting a bit cooler by then. And, some people like to bring a little blanket, maybe a sitting cushion as well. We'll have maybe a little space that people can sit on the floor if they like that, or we'll have chairs as well. But some people do like a cushion on the chairs and just something to wrap around them. So it can get a little bit cool for some people, a bit warmer. So you can bring your own water bottle as well, but we'll have some kind of refreshments there.
Great.
As well.
Yeah, awesome. Anything else you'd like to add?
I guess when Yuanzi does an event like this, he creates what we call a chi field or an information field, and what Chris was talking about with the heart-to-heart transmission. So he spends time before the event building the chi field or the information field around his teaching as well. So when he starts the event talking live, the information is there and he's connecting with us through the heart-to-heart transmission, and he's allowing us to become one with the chi field or the information field. And that's where the learning and the change comes on at a deep level within the heart and within ourselves, and us being able to take in that information on a deeper level. So as Chris said, it's not like an intellectual talk, although, you know, our mind does function on that level, but it's more about trying to create and obtain deep changes within ourselves on a heart level. Yuanzi provides that, and as well with the actual healing, there'll be a transmission of, I guess, chi and information through the physical body and the organs and the heart as well.
Thanks, Shane. And I think, you know, Chris mentioned earlier that in this kind of time that we're in, that it's really important for people to actually be thinking about their health, happiness and well-being.
Hmm.
There's a lot of change and there's a lot of things going on for a lot of people. So it's a wonderful opportunity for people to actually find an avenue that can actually assist them. So, Chris, have you got that website?
www.thinkhealth.nz, and on the posters there'll be some posters around as well that have a QR code. But for people who are listening to this, www.thinkhealth.nz will enable you to connect up with one of the team, and they will respond to you, and you'll have an opportunity to register through Humanitex.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us today. Is there any final words that you wanted to add?
Yeah, I just think it's wonderful these things are happening in our community, because there's a lot of unrest at the moment and a lot of complexity in people's lives. So it's almost like it feels a bit like this is one of the antidotes to that, or one of the things that can help people to just feel like they've got more tools to somehow navigate the complexity of their lives. And certainly it's something that I needed and I've come to maybe 6 years ago, and it's been incredibly helpful to me personally. Yeah. And the other thing I'd like to say too is that the team of teachers, if people had questions afterwards, I think that they'd find it really helpful just talking to the team of teachers there about their own experience and why they kind of came to this and how it's benefited them. That might be really useful for them.
Definitely. Yeah. I absolutely agree. Shane, did you have any final comments that you wanted to?
Yeah, I guess if there is anyone out there listening that does seem to have any troubles in their life, stress, anxiety, you know, things just don't go the way that they seem like, you know, their life should be, then this is an opportunity for them to be able to get some change and I guess get some knowledge from someone who has done this most of his life to help people.
So this is An Afternoon with Wānze, Improving Health, Happiness and Wellbeing, and it's going to be at the Putangi Tangi Green Meadows Centre in Stoke on Sunday, 12 April 2026 from 2 till 4pm. To hear more stories from around our region, you can listen to other Community Conversations episodes anytime at freshfm.co.nz under Community Conversations. You've been listening to Andy, joined by Shane and Chris.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.com. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website freshfm.net for our contact details.